Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of Chris Ello's favorite sayings, 2 hours in the can, to the go. Here on Gwynn and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello joining us from the pit out in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Matt Scraby here. We are set up to do a Chris versus the fan. It's your chance to be entered entered into what we like to call
a qualification to Las Vegas. I was just waiting for Tony.
Couldn't quite get to it. Qualification for a 2-night stay at Westgate Las Vegas, including a spa treatment at Serenity Spa and dinner for two at Edge Steakhouse. The Westgate Las Vegas Resort Casino features newly designed premier room, part of their $70 million renovation. Home of legendary fun in Las Vegas. All right. Are we ready?
By the way, the last time I was at the pit, guys, I think I mentioned this to you. They had a title sponsor, and it was called Tasty Cakes Arena at the pit, which really was one of the worst sponsorship names I've ever heard for a building. So I want to congratulate the fine folks at the University of New Mexico. They no longer have a sponsor.
They're not Tasty
and
Cakes.
It's back to just being the pit.
Okay. Yeah. You know.
As it should be.
It's much better. Just better name.
Hey, they need those corporate dollars, though.
I mean, but what was the name of it again?
They can get elsewhere.
Tasty Cakes.
Tasty Cakes.
I like Tasty Cakes.
You like that name?
No, I like Tasty Cakes. Oh. The actual food item.
I don't care what the name is. I like Tasty Cake.
I would rather have my place named Tasty Cake Arena than Smoothie King Center.
I like a good
That's
smoothie.
That's in New Orleans. Yes, I like a good smoothie as well. But
Smoothie
I like
King is bomb, by the way. Have
I've
you
never
ever
been.
Asked? Yeah,
no,
Smoothie King. They have like one in Arizona. It's usually on the southern part of the United States. But Smoothie King is don't mess around.
I don't
man.
Know when your name is the pit. It sounds intimidating.
It does.
When
Tasty
you take
cakes
your team
don't.
To Tasty Cakes Arena, it doesn't sound like it's too intimidating to me.
It doesn't. Our phone lines are filled up, ready to go. Let's play some Chris versus the Fan.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
My good contestants, you're in luck today.
Oh.
Scrabe had triple duty today.
Yeah.
Questions are
scarce
to be.
Not going to sugarcoat it.
Scarce is a great way to put it.
Just typed one in right now.
So, you know, when he's filling in questions this late, that usually means you got a good chance of getting some easier ones. So,
yeah, that's true.
Scrape, why don't you give us the rules?
You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win.
All right, let's get to our first contestant, Christina, who's downtown.
Wow.
Welcome to the show. Are you a first-time player?
Yes.
Oh,
first-time player!
Forgot to mention that. Like it.
All right, Christina.
I just yelled playa here in the pit, and
you
half
did.
The players
you
stopped
did.
And looked up at me.
Yes. Oh, wow. That's
Chris,
not.
Be quiet.
That's yes. hilarious. All right, Christina, let's get to this first question. Yes. What bases are you allowed to run through without someone being able to tag you?
First and home.
Nice.
Nice word.
Not the button. You're not done yet.
On to question number two.
Wait, she was a first-time player.
Oh. I just messed up there.
Got that one anyway.
Oh, well, we're going to right to three.
We're going right to three then.
Wow.
Right to three for the win. Woo!
See, everybody, I'm not the only one that messes up.
Shut up, Scraby. Here we
hey,
go.
Question.
Okay, hey, Chris.
Be kind to my partner while I'm not there.
Okay. Be kind, man. Right. Question number three. What team currently has the most consecutive playoff losses dating back to 1992? I think it's only fair that we say we are talking NFL.
Christina, are you still there?
Oh, that's me.
Yes.
let's go with Seattle.
The Seattle
Seahawks.
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 I love your answer. Stay there, though.
Hello. I think it's the poor, hapless Detroit Lions.
No.
Sorry, Christina.
That's correct.
Thanks for playing, Christina.
Thank
Try
you
again next
thanks,
week.
Christina. It's in my DNA to get them right.
Yeah,
but I like Christina. Good contestant.
Well, I needed it to be in your DNA because that would have left us with about 6 minutes to cover in this segment. So it wouldn't have been great if Christina won that quickly. All right, let's move to our next contestant. We'll go out to Escondido. Toby, welcome to the show.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
We're doing
pretty
well,
good, Toby.
Here we go. First question. Who did Tony Gwynn Sr. hit his World Series home run off of at Yankee Stadium?
Man. I don't know. Andy Pettit.
He was a Yankee on that staff.
Yeah, got a,
he was
at least
left.
You got yourself a good guess, Toby.
Sorry, Toby.
Yeah, David Wells was the unfortunate victim of that bomb.
San Diego on San Diego action there.
Toby just hung up. Yeah. Sorry, Toby.
Sorry, Tope. We move to our next contestant. We'll slide into Lemon Grove. Luis, welcome to the show.
What's going on?
How
What's going
doing?
On, Luis?
Hey, Luis?
Ready for this question.
Let's do All it. Right. First question. What fast food restaurant located in the ATL, I should say located in Atlanta Falcons Stadium, is closed on Sundays during Falcon games and Brave games for that matter?
Chick-fil-A.
Hey, Luis knows. Indeed. He knows it's fast food.
I always thought that was a crazy thing that they have a Chick-fil-A in a stadium that doesn't has their main games on Sunday.
That's part of the deal with Chick-fil-A. I will say it is disappointing some days to get there on a Sunday. You forget that it's Sunday. You have Chick-fil-A
Tony's
locked
all
in,
geeked up for his
ready for
Chick-fil-A.
A spicy chicken sandwich, and it's like, oh, it's Sunday.
I need a hidden camera on Tony as he drives up to Chick-fil-A and realizes that it's closed.
Let's go to question number two. We'll stay down in the ATL. Who is the name of the Braves manager who got a contract extension recently? Or I should say, what is the name?
Yeah, my bad. What'd you say? I can't hear you.
I'm blanking right now on that.
Blanking on that right now.
I'm...
Man, that is his name. No,
no
I'm just kidding.
Not.
Stay there, Luis.
He's not. I mean, he's. It is amazing that he's the manager of a really good team, but nobody knows his name except for me, unfortunately, for Luis. Brian Snitker.
Indeed,
Sorry,
it is
Luis.
Brian Snitker. Yeah. We move to our next contestant. We'll go out to Oceanside. Brad, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going
pretty
well.
Good, Brad.
Here we go. First question. Including this year, Patrick Mahomes will have played in how many Super Bowls?
Two. Including this year? Okay, including this year.
Including this year.
Three.
Three.
Nice job.
Glad you changed it up there. That would have been terrible. That my first one.
He's playing in his third Super Bowl. We already considered him to be one of the greats of all time. Tom Brady played in 10.
Yeah, that is insane.
Got a little ways to go, for sure.
That is unbelievable.
Question number two, Brad. Before Derek Jeter was a big leaguer, what baseball war did he win in 1994?
I don't know.
The good old I don't know is not correct. Ello for the steal.
What's the question again, Tony? What baseball award did he win?
This is a Scraby special.
Is this a Scraby special?
Before Derek Jeter was a big leaguer, what baseball award did he win in 1994?
Minor League Player of the Year.
That is the most annoying thing in the world. I'm sorry, Brad.
That is correct.
Well, what else could he have won?
Right. There's no other awards.
I don't know. Maybe like High School Player of the Year or something like that.
I'm sure he probably did win that, too. Let's go.
That is a Scraby special.
we got one more question, and then we're going to have to go tiebreaker because we only got a couple questions left.
Scraby is scrambling.
I'm starting to panic.
Let's go to our next contestant. How about Evan in North Park? Evan, welcome to the show.
Howdy do.
Howdy do.
Hey, Evan.
First question. What state is Pebble Beach located in?
California.
That's it seems so easy that it didn't. That seemed like a trick question. Yes, California is great.
I don't have enough questions. What's on TV right now? Pebble Beach!
Okay. Question number two. In 2015, what team beat the Arizona Cardinals 49-15 in the NFC Championship?
2015. The Niners.
That's a good guess because Scraby is the one creating the questions, but that is incorrect.
I don't know.
Scraby is a very self-serving question maker.
Okay, all right.
It was the Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers.
They drubbed the Arizona Cardinals.
Sorry about that, Evan.
Well, all right. We move into the tiebreaker.
Do you have a random player in mind, Chris? Actually, I got one. Since we talked about him earlier, he didn't go to this school that Chris is at, but Keith Van Horn, we talked about
him. Yes.
Keith Van Horn, University of Utah.
See, Scraby was confused because of the red if he went to New Mexico or Utah.
Yeah, I remember him being
red. He
went to Utah, and then I was confused on if he was in school before me or after. He was in school long before me.
Yeah, 1993 to 97. Yeah. He wore high socks.
He did.
Yeah. All right, I have his stats available, Tony, so go ahead and pick our next contestant.
Let's go with Victor. Victor.
How's it going, guys?
It's going well. Are you familiar with the tiebreaker?
Not really, no.
All right, so tiebreaker works like this. Scraby or... What is it? How does it work against Scraby?
So I'm going to give Chris a guess, or he has to guess the stat that I'm trying to... Okay, let me start this
over.
Now Tony has me all confused, but I'm going to ask Chris a question. He's going to give a number. You're going to say if the actual number is higher or lower than what Chris guessed.
What he said.
All right. Let's do it.
Here we go, Chris. Keith Van Horn... How many points did he score in his career?
How many years did he play? You got to give that at least.
No, he played from 97 to 2006.
Nine.
Sounds like nine.
Oh, I'm counting more because he was traded midseason and they have that. Okay.
All right, nine seasons. Boy, I don't know how many points a guy scores in a season. He averaged about, let's say, 10 points a game. 800 times 9, 7,500 points.
7,500 points.
Higher or lower, Victor?
I think he scored more, so higher.
That is correct.
Nice job. How many points did Keith Van Horn
Keith score? Van Horn scored 9,206 points in his regular season.
What did he average, about 13, 14?
He averaged for his career, he averaged 16 a game.
16 a game.
He had
16, that's pretty
his,
good.
His best year was his second year when he averaged almost 22 points a game.
98. He was playing with AI that year.
No, he's with the Nets.
Oh, he's with the Nets at that point.
Was he Vince Carter then, right?
Or that no, Vince Carter was in Toronto at that point.
All right. Stay in the line, Victor.
Stay in the line, Victor. Matthew Scraby will get to you, get your information here in a second. That does it for Chris versus the Fan. Chris will stay with us. He's going to do something, or excuse me, Scraby's going to do something that I'm sure Chris is not going to enjoy very much. The simulations of Super Bowl. What number is this?
57.
57.
Yeah, for the Tecmo Bowl and Madden. And then Chris, did you hear that sigh that he just made over there? Chris also has a scary story.
No, I was wondering, are you going to give us Cynthia Freeland's prediction on the game, her simulation as well?
No, she didn't have one yet. She didn't, but
that
would
make
sure
really
to bring
make
it to
me
you.
Irate.
Yeah.
It's coming soon. All right, let's get to break. You get those simulations on the other side. Here's some traffic.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
4:22 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Zello joining us from the pit. You can hear the screeching on the hardwood floor as the girls continue their practice. And
that's a brutal life, man.
Matt Scraby here on the ones and twos.
You get into town, you go straight from the airport to the gym to
Sounds
practice?
Like AAA life to me.
Man.
That's it, man. This is when the gym is open. Plus the game's tomorrow afternoon, so they had to get a practice in today before the ball game.
At least the game's tomorrow. In AAA, you roll into a city
and just play.
You're about to play.
See, I'd rather play a game than practice.
Going from, let's say you were coming as a guy who played in Nashville. I remember going to play out west. We played in Sacramento. We played in Fresno. Fly back to Nashville. Get back to Nashville at about 5:30 for a 7 o'clock game. You go from the airport straight to, promise you, straight to straight to the field. No batting practice. Show and go, baby.
Show and go.
That's what they
call it. Show and go.
I guess
game time is on time.
Game time starts at 7. We're not moving it either.
I think I would have a big problem if I was the life of a baseball player with the extra time that you have, the downtime. So I think it would be better for me if I would just get there and play.
Yeah, there's less of that in the minor league level, but the amenities sounds like they're changing for the good there. So,
All right,
Scraby, you got some simulations. This is
again
this week of sports in this year on the calendar. This week on the calendar is probably the worst week in sports. Right.
Yeah.
So we're 2 weeks out, less than 2 weeks now from the Super Bowl, but None of the good, nothing's happening right now. So you get stuck with simulations from Tecmo Bowl that I don't even know if they even make the game anymore.
Well, they do, or they don't, but they have an 8-bit ROM. Have you ever heard of those before?
No.
So I'm a dork, and on my computer...
What is an 8-bit ROM?
You can basically play these games on your computer now. It's how they store the game, is a ROM. And
how
so,
what does a computer game look like? One time you had the floppy disk that you used to stick in.
Yeah.
Then you had
CDs.
Actual CDs.
Yeah.
What does it look like now? Is it just...
Oh, it's just download.
Downloaded.
Yeah, so you download like a... It's called an emulator, like a Nintendo emulator, and then you can download Tecmo Bowl, and I've done this, and I've played the Tecmo Bowl, and it's awesome, and it's fun, and I play it all the time. But
and so somebody went and simulated a Tecmo Bowl Super Bowl of Eagles.
And then Madden. But we're going to start with Tecmo Bowl. Unfortunately, Tecmo Bowl
should
does
we
not...
Do our, should, we our, should we do our predictions as to who's going to win the Tecmo Bowl?
Sure. Who do you guys think is going to win the Tecmo Bowl?
I think in Tecmo Bowl, the Eagles have a better shot.
The Eagles do.
Yes, they
in
run
Tecmo
the,
No, this is Chiefs all the way, man. Tecmo Bowl goes for the flash.
You need to get the music cracking in the background, man. We are doing basically, yes.
There we go.
Now we talk.
This is Tecmo Bowl music, too, by the way. Well, the Tecmo Bowl took place at the Tecmo Bowl Stadium between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Remind me again where Tecmo Bowl Stadium is?
In my computer?
Okay. Double check.
It's not in Albuquerque?
It's not in Albuquerque.
It might be in Albuquerque, actually.
Chiefs fans, listen up here for this game. Patrick Mahomes has a pretty good game, but Philadelphia in this game seems to shut the running game down entirely. The Chiefs have trouble containing Jalen Hurts. He has a big day in the ground game, and the offense stalls out in the third quarter for the Chiefs. Eventually, the Eagles come back.
I told you.
They come back, though.
I told you.
And they end up tying things up. And the Chiefs take a page out of Doug Peterson's book and try a surprise with an onside kick. Did not work. And unfortunately, in overtime, the Eagles go on to win 27-24. The ROM does not support the new overtime rules, so they were not able to give the Chiefs another
Chiefs
crack.
Didn't get the ball back?
No, they did not get another crack.
Listen,
well, I'm calling foul on this game, man.
I agree.
Listen, the reason why I picked the Eagles in Tecmo Bowl is because there was really no passing game in Tecmo Bowl. It was about the runners. I remember this game very well. If you had Bo Jackson, he's pretty much unstoppable.
Jerry Rice at the top of the screen was also
Jerry Rice at the top of the screen. But other than that, there really wasn't a ton of passing going on in that game.
No, passing was really difficult.
It had to evolve. Now, when we get to Madden, we're going to have a different story, I think.
Yeah, we will. But if anybody wants to hear...
Yeah!
They have the full video. At halftime, it was 17-14 Chiefs. Jerick McKinnon has six rushes for 23 yards, but... I love it. Listen to that. It's so dorky, but I love it. All right, so the Eagles win the Tecmo Bowl 27-24. Now, in the Madden Bowl, this one
Kansas
is...
Kansas City, baby.
This one has actually predicted the last three Super Bowls, or two Super Bowls.
Correctly.
They had the Rams beating the Bengals last year, and then they had the Bucks beating the Chiefs the year prior. For three in a row, they have to predict it correctly. Now... In this one, Patrick Mahomes takes over, and it's Patrick Mahomes. He actually, at one point, was 12 for 12.
Ooh.
And
sounds like an MVP's rolling his way.
Yes, they went out to a 14-0 lead early. Eagles did try to get back in the game. Jalen Hurts connected with Devontae Smith for 55 yards, but they were only able to get a field goal. So they went into halftime 14-3. Now, Miles Sanders did score a touchdown to make the score 14-11 after they went for two. And so midway through the third quarter, it's 14-11. That's when Patrick Mahomes took over once again, throwing a touchdown to Noah Gray with 4:46 left in the game.
To who?
Noah Gray, the tight end that is on the Chiefs.
Really?
And then... Yes, Noah Gray. Mahomes touchdown to tight end.
If Noah Gray scores a touchdown, the Madden Bowl is going to look like a genius.
Yeah, so it went to double digits once again, 21-11. The Chiefs would end up kicking another field goal. Jalen Hurts does have a big rush at the end of the game, but it wasn't enough. They weren't able to come back and win. He had a 53-yard run. The Eagles, or the Chiefs, I'm sorry, went 24-11 in the Madden Bowl, everybody. So there are your 24 predictions.
24-11.
Yeah, that's a really weird score.
That's pretty much on par of how I thought it would roll based on those two games. The new Madden, obviously, so much more sophisticated than Tecmo Bowl. I can see.
I think the actual game is going to be higher scoring. Than
I
that.
Do too. I agree.
The here's a line from the recap. Let's see. Hurts dropped back and threw the ball before his lineman or back could get out in space and rocketed the ball off of back of Lane Johnson's helmet. So if that's going to happen in the Super Bowl, the Eagles are in trouble if he's throwing balls at the back of the helmet.
As I said, I think that ultimately this game is going to be a lot more high scoring than 20. Was it 24-11?
24-11.
Yeah, I agree with Chris.
I mean, that's just where we're at with the Super Bowl news right now is Madden and Tecmo simulations.
Did anything happen with Joe Mixon today? Did he get out of the charges that were levied against him?
They were dropped for the time being. They can bring them back up, but for the time being, his lawyer was right. They dropped the charges.
Okay.
So,
well,
that's good
for
news.
That's good news.
That's certainly good news. All right, let's get to break. A Big Five is circling. When we return, we're going to Chris. .436 on the clock. My man Chris Ello has made it to Albuquerque. I don't know that it went as smoothly as he would have liked. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby here with you, Gwen and Chris. First, Chris, I'm happy you made it there safely. Did travel go
I made it safely. Yeah, I made it safely. I just feel for this poor young lady who was sitting across the aisle from me. Honestly, I hope she's okay, but it was a bit of a scary instance right when we landed here in Albuquerque. She was actually sitting between two of our assistant coaches in the aisle across from me there, in the row across the aisle from me. And when we, just as soon as we landed and pulled up to the gate, she stood up and then kind of lost consciousness and appeared to have a bit of a seizure. She started throwing up.
That's scary.
Yeah, a little projectile vomiting, and it was kind of got a little messy in the plane, frankly.
Oh, no.
But they tended to her very quickly, and I know some emergency response people were nearby to come get on the plane and help take care of her. So I just hope she's okay. She seemed probably about a 25-year-old young lady. She was sitting with our coaches. They said she was a terrific young lady, and I don't know what happened. If it had something, hopefully she was just sick from the flight itself. But in my unofficial opinion, it looked a little worse than that.
Wait, did this happen in the air or on the ground?
No, we actually landed, and we had just pulled up to the gate. You know, and everybody was starting to get up and get their gear and.
Oh, man.
And she stood up, and then she just kind of went back down in her seat, and her eyes rolled back a little bit and got glazed, and then she started throwing up. And so it was kind of a bit of a scary scene, I must say. And, you know, the response people were there very quickly to help take care of her. But so that was just a little bit of a harrowing moment at the end of the trip today.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like it.
That's definitely scary. I know myself don't do well with other people throwing up.
Oh, would you have thrown up?
Well, you would have done poorly here, yes, Tony, because she nearly got me from across the aisle.
If it touches me, it's really over. Like, instant throw up.
If it touches me,
instant throw up for me. Like, I'm one of those people, if I see you throwing up, I'm going to join you.
Oh.
Then so you no respond.
So no one threw up in front of Tony.
Not purposely, but yes, I don't do well with it. All right, glad you made it there safely, Chris.
Yeah.
Let's check some traffic and get to this Big Five.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Before we get into the Big Five, I have a couple of honorable mentions for our movie list that we did during the countdown. Top five movies we thought were going to be great, but they weren't. Cesar is saying The Village had me hyped and was greatly disappointed.
The Village was another one.
You know what? That goes for every M. Night Shyamalan after The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, I mean, did you see Old? Was it called Old?
Old. None of them are good. Every movie that he ever did after Sixth Sense was terrible.
Like The Happening. The Happening was really bad. I didn't mind Old. I kind of am looking forward to this new one that's going to come out with
Dave Bautista. That looks freaky.
Like Knock in the Woods or whatever.
It's basically they got to execute someone in the house in order to save the world,
which is always a crazy premise.
Right.
Which, if anyone comes into your house and says that, do not believe them. But, all right, let's get into
it. Hey, guys, I have bad news.
Uh-oh.
I have bad news. They have called an end to practice, and the bus is going to be pulling out of the pit.
Okay. So big deal.
Cannot get left behind. You're going to have to do the Big Five without me today.
Okay.
I apologize for that.
No big deal, Chris. We're glad you made it there. Thanks for checking in.
All right, guys, have a great weekend, and we'll be back in town ready to roll on Monday.
All right, sounds good. All right. Now I get to give my opinions.
Number five.
Jake Cronenworth. He was not selected as a top 10 second baseman on MLB Network this year. He was also not listed in the up-and-coming list. So, Tony, do you think Jake Cronenworth should have been on that top 10 second baseman list in Major League Baseball? They have the likes of Jose Altuve.
Who's on? Give me the list. Do you have the list?
I don't have all the lists, but I know Jose Altuve was number one.
Trying to think of 10 better second basemen than Jake. Jake should be in there.
He should be, yeah.
Was this the network's list?
This was the network, yeah, of all the different positions. It's called the Shredder.
Yeah.
So you believe that he should be in the top 10.
I think
10.
He should be. I haven't seen the top 10. I'm going to look for it while you give me your opinion. But
well, now my internet says we're sorry, but there are connectivity issues. So.
That's fun.
Do I think that Jake Cronenworth should be in the top 10? Absolutely. He's also not even mentioned, as I said, in the up-and-coming list. And when I saw it this morning, there's guys like Alec Manoa on the up-and-coming list. If Alec Manoa's on the up-and-coming list, then Jake Cronenworth definitely...
Wait, what's wrong with Alec Manoa?
No, I'm just saying, if a guy like with his sort of name, Jake Cronenworth qualifies for up-and-comer.
I agree. He does... You know, Jake is not loud in his... Anything he does, he just shows up to work.
You're right.
Every day. And so, in some ways, I'm sure that counts against him when it comes to these lists. But Jake is a dude.
He is a dude. I like Jake. And he, now, some other people were saying that he was going to be put at first base. And so maybe he was considered for the first base category. Do you think that we're going to see a lot of first base from Jake Cronenworth?
No, I don't think so. Well, I mean, I guess you could. No.
I like how you're working through this right now. I don't know why I can't find this top 10 second baseman list. But we'll figure
I'll find it. You go on to the next one.
All right, but yeah, he definitely should be on these lists. I mean, he's not, I guess... the best hitter of those guys, but he has had some good seasons at the plate, and he also is able to hit in clutch moments, so I don't know what they were thinking with this whole thing.
He was tops offensively in terms of most of the categories for second basemen last year. So
yeah, and he was also up for Rookie of the Year when he first came into the league. So I don't know why they're snubbing Jake, but they did.
Number four.
Now I know, Tony, this is one that you were interested in earlier. Joey Cora, Alex Cora,
Jeff McNeil second.
Okay,
Andrés Giménez. Third for the Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Semien fourth. Brandon Lowe. Fifth.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, this list is all kinds of whack.
Well,
Jorge Polanco, St. Louis Cardinal rookie Brendan Donovan, Tel Marte, Colton Wong, Gleyber Torres. Honestly, like, I don't know how Brandon Donovan is on that top 10.
He's a rookie.
This isn't upcoming. This is
now.
Top second baseman now. I don't know how in the world Jake Cronenworth is not on there.
Well,
better than Brandon
Lowe. I will
Lowe.
Say that there is one person that's involved in these rankings that does not like the Padres a little bit. So
who's that?
Brian Kenny.
Is he involved in this?
I believe he was on every one of those MLB Network shows.
Then it makes sense.
He's part of the Shredder. I don't even know what the Shredder is, but he's part of it.
Okay, no. So I don't know. So there's three... writers that are on the there's Shredder, and then there's three writers. None of them have Jake Cronenworth on there.
They're sleeping.
Ozzie Albies made a couple of the lists. Nick Horner, Jazz Chisholm, but
he's a center fielder now.
Right, right, he is.
Well,
interesting. Yeah, that's a bad
I don't
list.
Think they're I don't think they're paying attention to what's happening here in San Diego, because we all know that Jake Cronenworth deserves to be on that list.
Number four.
When Alex Cora arrived in Boston to manage the Red Sox in 2018, he would, quote, occasionally talk about the Astros sign stealing from 2017, even brag sometimes in a late night setting. Evan Drellich of The Athletic is writing a book, and it's coming out soon, and it has some pretty crazy things about Alex Cora and what he said. Drellich wrote, quote, especially when they started drinking, a member of the Red Sox reportedly says. We stole that bleeping World Series, Cora allegedly said. While many teams were accused of illegally stealing signs during those years, Cora's acts were seen as particularly egregious. Quote, we knew the Astros did steal signs, another member of the Red Sox said, because Alex Cora told us. He said that when they played the Dodgers, quote, we already knew what everybody was throwing before we even got on base. We didn't have to get on base. And everybody was like, what the hell does that mean? End quote. So I'm up first, I guess. Should further punishment be dealt to Alex Cora? I don't know that they can deal further punishment, but if he's openly talking about how he cheated like this and just bragging about it, this does not sit well with me. I think this is weak sauce, as Chris would say. I think this is bad. You can't just be bragging about how you cheated and won a World Series because you stole it. Like, that doesn't look good at all. Tony?
I don't disagree that it doesn't look good at all, but man, Alex, you got to check your circle, man. Somebody,
yeah, what is happening?
Just loose lip sync ships.
That's
man.
Even My a better God. Point. Yeah,
it's like just went right to Drelich and gave up all the goods. If I mean, as you assume it's true. It's coming from somebody, right?
Yeah,
and you know, I think in one part in the book or the excerpt that came out, it said. Especially when there is a few beers involved.
Yeah, of course.
Alcohol is always at the center of these type of situations in terms of talking about something that you probably shouldn't be talking about.
Oh, we've all been there. We've all
and
been
the
there.
The reality is, Alex, if he said this, he probably thinks he's around some people that he can trust. That's just a cold, cold world. At the end of the day, though, he's already been punished
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, he
so
can't be punished again. But it seems
jeopardy.
Like... Yeah, Double Jeopardy. That's a
great
that
movie.
Was a great movie.
Great movie.
Great movie with was Sandra Bullock? Ashley Judd.
Ashley Judd.
Oh yeah, and Tommy Lee Jones. Yes. Yeah, that was a great movie.
Ashley was a savage in that. Movie.
She was.
She was messing around.
And Tommy Lee Jones is the best bounty hunter out there.
Ever.
Even in U.S. Marshals. That may have gone on the list, but still, it was an entertaining movie.
You need
movie.
To catch a fugitive. Tommy Lee Jones is your guy.
You're in on him. Yeah, Alex Cora, I have a suggestion, Alex Cora. Stop drinking, because that may help you from admitting things that you don't want
loose
to admit.
Lip sync shit.
I was going to say, like, we've all been there where you say something and you're like, you had a few beers and you're like, oh, I won't get in trouble for this at all. It's going to be cool that I say it. And you wake up the next morning and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe everyone. We just cheated.
I don't even notice you think it's going to be cool. You're just
in the
moment. Flow, right?
You're you're feeling good.
Feeling good. You're warm and fuzzy all inside.
Hey, we stole that Bleeping Worlds.
We stole that championship.
I can totally see that happening.
Number three.
In the NBA, there was a brawl last night between Dylan Brooks and Donovan Mitchell. Or... I guess I can't say. Okay. There was a kerfuffle.
There was a kerfuffle.
But Dylan Brooks, they have handed out suspensions for him. He is suspended one game by the NBA for striking Donovan Mitchell in the groin. And then Donovan Mitchell is also going to be fined $20,000 for his role in the altercation. So I'm thinking one game is more than $20,000, right?
See.
Okay. So he's okay with being fined. Mitchell is. But, Tony, you were talking about this earlier. Do you think they got these punishments right?
Yes. Dylan Brooks lives on the edge of... He defends in that gray area of...
Dirty.
Too tough. It's in that gray area. But what the move he pulled yesterday was dirty. He missed a shot. Donovan Mitchell grabs the ball. He, like, rolls over.
Yeah.
And, like... You know, with his back of his hand, hits him right.
Kevin Harlan said boink during the broadcast.
In the family area, right?
Yeah.
And Donovan Mitchell, I mean, he immediately reacted to it, as most men would.
Yeah.
And then he followed that with throwing the basketball at him. And then it turned into a pushing match. And as he said after the game, this isn't anything new. This is how Dylan Brooks defends. And if you have him on your team, you love it. He's an irritant.
He's kind of like a Draymond Green.
He kind of is like a Draymond Green. With a little more scoring. But that being said, if he's not on your team, you probably tend not to like him.
I can see that.
And you also got to add to it all of the trash talking. And that was a point that Donovan Mitchell made. He said, that team in Memphis Grizzly talks a lot. And that's okay. They all grew up kind of playing basketball,
yeah,
talking
that's
trash.
True.
But when you start... popping people in the groin.
It's a different story.
That's where you cross the line.
Yeah, I the only thing I think they should have done was just because Dylan Brooks hit him in the family area, I think you need to go two games.
I wouldn't have been mad at two.
Because you just can't go there. And it wasn't like he rolled over and it was
like
oh, I'm sorry.
No,
he went
for it.
He
knew exactly what he was doing.
Like, and Donovan Mitchell, like, man. That would be so infuriating if someone did that.
Donovan Mitchell got the best of it, though. I tell you, after he pushed Dylan Brooks, who's a little bit bigger than Donovan Mitchell, and he didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
And Brooks was kind of using his momentum to come forward, Donovan Mitchell just used that momentum and just snatched him down.
I've never seen anyone ever do that!
Yeah, I hadn't either.
So that's what happened in the NBA. $20,000 for Donovan Mitchell, one game for Dylan Brooks.
Number two.
We kept you up to date on everything that happened last night during the Pro Bowl skill competition.
Scraby did.
For the most part, players seemed to be buying in, and they looked like they were having a great time. Raiders defensive end Max Crosby, though, was in the minority because he said he would much rather just play a football game than do the skills competition. So I'm up first. Was this successful enough to repeat next year, in your opinion? Yes! Bring it back!
Scravy enjoyed it.
These guys were really having fun. I believe that they didn't just show up and mail it in. I believe that they were actually playing. Saquon Barkley gave us some cool Matrix moves. He also got hit in the face really hard.
He didn't Matrix that one.
No, he didn't Matrix that one, but I thought it was pretty cool, and I would like to see it again happen because they appreciated it, and they went for it.
I thought that they had a good time doing it.
And they did.
That in itself makes it a little bit more enjoyable to watch, right? Because when you see guys just going through emotions and they don't look like they really care much, that's not really entertaining. Even though this wasn't football, so to speak,
yeah,
like they seemed like they were having a good time in dodgeball.
The water balloon, they were having a great time too.
They seemed like they had a good time. Is it good enough to bring back? I don't know, but it was a step in the right direction. I'll give you.
Yeah, it was definitely a step in the right direction. Now the real test is Sunday when the flag football game happens.
Right.
Number one.
All right, so before I came to
because
the show...
Because the reality is you can change up the games before... The flag football thing needs to go well.
Needs to work.
Needs to go well.
Because that's the main
event.
Main attraction. Although I think that the water balloon challenge was the main attraction. So before I came to the show today, I needed to grab some lunch. So I went to Vons, and there was a lot of people at Vons today. And I was waiting for the self-checkout. All I had was a sandwich and some hard-boiled eggs. But what I saw in front of me, the line that has the items, you know, that 15 or less items, that was super long. So I went over the self-checkout, as I said. Self-checkout was having people with, like, maybe... I would say this person was there for the whole 10 minutes I waited in line. They had about 40 items or so. It made me very angry because I had to get over here. And because they were scanning everything. Oh, excuse me, I don't know how to weigh this. And I'm like, you have 40 items, lady. Tony, how many number of items is max to you?
40 seems a bit excessive.
Yes, it does.
But you know what? I'm not hating on it. There's no number that
there
they put
isn't.
Up there.
It's
they
so dumb.
15 items, that's a number. That means you can't come up here with any more than 15.
And people still try to go past
self-check, it. Self-checkout, no number, man.
You have 16 items, and you ask me if you can get in front of me in line. Nah, you're out of here.
As you can see, this is very important to Scravy.
Well, I was just sitting there, and I'm like, what the heck is going on? This lady can't weigh anything. She can't find the barcodes. I'm just standing here. Like, go through a line, lady.
5 o'clock hour on the way, Borgwood and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.